Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, the collapse of Football Index.
This is Football Index. Bet on the football stock market by buying shares in the world's top players. Will you rise to the challenge? Will your players rise in value? Will you win dividends along the way? Build your portfolio with shares in the world's top players and become a football trader. What's your football knowledge worth?
Football Index was launched in October 2015. It was billed as a new way to bet on football by buying shares in footballers on a pseudo stock market that Football Index had created. If shares in your footballer went up, you could sell them for a profit. And the idea was to build a portfolio of players that could be sold for more than the purchase price if their value went up. You could claim bonus payments in the way of dividends too. It was seen as exciting, dynamic, and a real alternative to traditional sports betting. It attracted football fans like Adam. He's a former trader with Football Index and a keen member of the community that built up around the product.
It did show every sign of being a very innovative, up-and-coming business early on. You know, it was, if you judge it by its actions, it was making long-term moves, you know, investments, funded things that were real and not just stories.
And the important thing to point out is that this was no small operation. There were adverts on the radio, online, in tube stations, and even on TV. Bristol Rovers, Nottingham Forest and Queen's Park Rangers all advertised Football Index on their shirts. The commentator John Motson appeared in promotions. But the house of cards came crashing down when the Gambling Commission suspended the licence of BetIndex, the company responsible for Football Index, in March this year. Administrators were appointed, and an estimated £90 million was lost by traders. Football Index only had £11.4 million in assets at the time. Remember the advert talking about having that football knowledge? For some, that meant they lost much more than money. Let's go back to Adam, who we just met. A former civil servant, he was a real Football Index devotee and even created his own website to give out information to others about trading. He says that in his experience, the community was full of smart, professional people. And just like many others, Adam lost money when the company collapsed. But how did this happen? Adam tells us that in the early years of the company, things often seemed to be going very well. There were awards and those big advertising campaigns. COVID was a big shock to everything related to football, but the company appeared to be sticking around for the long haul. But then traders began to worry that things were amiss.
The final 6 months are a different story. I think, you know, there's a series of increasingly reckless decisions there, like doubling the payouts at a time when they knew they were financially unstable. At that stage, you know, what is the difference between that and a scam? You know, if they're desperately trying to pull money into a market they knew was not healthy.
And it's not just a financial issue either. It's had devastating consequences for people.
Sadly, I know that lives have been turned upside down, ruined. People not just losing money, but also their pride, you know, their health, their well-being. I've seen relationships break down because of it. I've seen people say their marriages have ended. It's not just the money, you know, for many, it's the embarrassment of feeling that they've been duped, betrayed.
Last week, the government published a long-awaited independent report into the regulation of Football Index. And Adam, like many others, is hoping this is the next step on the road to recovering some of the money. He says he knows people who have lost life-changing sums of money, some even over £1 million. The report revealed that the Gambling Commission were not quick enough to scrutinise and respond to the challenges presented by BetIndex. That's even though BetIndex themselves didn't make the necessary declarations. Football Index wasn't under the remit of the top financial regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, but the report says there are also lessons they could learn over how they could have intervened. But none of this repairs the damage done to those who have lost so much as a result of the Football Index collapse. The next step for them, according to their group action, is to make MPs aware of the situation and hope that the government and the gambling industry will step in to clean up this mess. There's no guarantee that Adam and the others will ever get their money back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you've been affected by the issues raised in this podcast, you can contact Mind for Mental Health Support on 0300 123 3393 or Samaritans free on 116 123. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker from Tortoise. Whether you're a season ticket holder or just a casual observer, we hope you enjoy our daily stories covering the world of football and that it offers something different. If there's a story you think we should cover, tell us on social media at Tortoise. Today's episode was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.